Scholar and author E. Patrick Johnson writes about Black gay identity in the South and is giving a virtual lecture this evening at UT. I had a chance to speak with him and started by asking him why the prefix dis is in parentheses in the title of his lecture, Southern Discomfort, Homosexuality in the Black South.
I am sort of trying to point out that, of course, riffing off of Southern Comfort, which is, you know, a whiskey that a number of Southerners drink either, you know, neat or putting a little in their tea, but also, you know, riffing off the notion of how sexuality and particularly homosexuality in the South fits both comfortably and uncomfortably within Southern culture. And my lecture is specifically talking about intracultural relationships. You know, for instance, how Black communities sort of deal with homosexuality. And what I'm hoping to capture in the lecture is dispel the myth that African-American communities are more homophobic than other cultures, because that is a prevalent myth. At the same time, point out some of the challenges within Black communities around sexuality in general, and in the South in particular.
Johnson's 2008 book, Sweet Tea, about Black gay men in the South, was recently made into a film.
But in order to get there, I had to bear witness. And so I went on a journey for answers.
In what ways does your own experience growing up in Hickory, North Carolina, which is just a couple hours from where our listeners are tuning in, continue to shape your research?
Well, you know, in my film, Making Sweet Tea, a part of the narrative is about my return home to Hickory as an openly gay man. And I'm really proud of being from Hickory. It is a small town in the foothills of North Carolina, still very conservative, but also it was a very nurturing place for me. So I think that people sometimes think that the small town is the most inhospitable place for people who are different. And sometimes those are the most welcoming spaces.
And when collecting oral histories, how much is being Southern a central part of identity?
There's a lot of people now who know about shade, throwing shade. That's so Southern. You know, we would just call it being passive aggressive. But if anyone adds, bless her heart, to the end of a compliment, they know that is not a compliment. You know, that's throwing shade. And shade is so much a part of gay culture. For the people I interviewed, I think their Southern heritage plays an integral role in their sexuality, whether that is their relationship to the landscape. Some of the men and women I interviewed talked about their first experimentation, sexual experimentation, happened in the fields, you know, whether they were out, you know, picking vegetables or the cornfields or up in a treehouse or whatever. Food plays a very important role. You know, we talked about sweet tea, and how people come together around food is really, really important. And religion, whether one is religious or not, if you live in the South, you're going to be affected by religion. So all of those things, food, language, landscape, and just the way people interact with one another in the South, all are a part of one's sexuality in the South.
Details about E. Patrick Johnson's virtual lecture at the University of Tennessee this evening are at wuot.org. I'm Claire Heddles, WUOT News.